I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee. We exalt thee, O Lord. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord, we exalt thee. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you allowed us to see. Thank you for being such a wonderful God and blessing us already this morning. For you woke us up this morning and you allowed us to start our day. For some of us, our day is starting off right now with this early morning prayer. For others, Lord, they've risen up this morning and they are already making their way to work. Some of them may already be at work. But God, we all come together right now in this time of corporate worship and corporate praise, to magnify your name and to seek your face. God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you that will cause us to be separated from you or cause us to be outside of your will and not to be able to have the protection that we need, the wisdom that we need, the strength that we need to make it through this day, God. Clean us up, Lord. Take everything that's unlike you out of us. Cast the devil out of our minds and cast him out of our wheels, Lord. Cast him out of the way. Bind the hands of the enemy right now, God. He's just a lying wonder. He's just a thief, a stealer, God, a deceiver, Lord. And he has no victory. He has no power. He has no authority other than that we give him. But we, God, right now we cast all of our cares upon you. We submit ourselves to your will, and we throw ourselves at your mercy seat right now, God, bowing before you, humbly submitting ourselves to you, and God, asking you to wash us and make us whole. Created us a clean heart, Lord. Renew a right spirit within us, God, so your spirit won't be out of us. But we thank you, God, that when we submit to your will, that when we submit to your way, when we surrender to the Holy Ghost and we ask that he come to more and have his way, God, you're willing to take the wheel and you're willing to order our footsteps. You're willing to lead, guide, and direct us, God. You're willing to take us through every single storm, every single trial, and make those things work all together for our good. Thank you, God, that you are a God of promise. That you're a God of truth, Lord, that your word is your bond, and everything that you've said is the truth and nothing but the truth. And we stand upon that promise. We stand upon those principles. We stand upon that fact, God, that your word will never return back unto you void, that it will accomplish what it's set forth for it to accomplish, God. So, God, that means right now, Lord, that I am the head and I am not the tail. That means that I'm the lender and not the borrower. That means that I can speak those things that are not as though they were. God, I can bind those things on earth and you will bind them in heaven, or we can loose those things on earth and again it will be loosed in heaven, God. Your word, God, it's the lamp unto my feet. Your word, God, is the wisdom that I need for my life, God. Your word, God, is what I need to stand and remain holy and acceptable unto you, God. The least that I can give you, God, is all of me. And if I feed myself with your word, if I eat the whole scroll, Lord, oh God, your word will be hidden in my heart and I might not sin against thee. I thank you, God, today, oh God, because you have already given me the victory, because God, your word gives me the direction I need and the pathways I should go. I don't want to lean into my own understanding. And God, I don't want to go the ways that seemeth right unto man. But God, I submit myself to your ways right now. I delight in your law right now. I meditate on your word right now, God. Because I want to be good in your sight, Lord. I want to be right in your sight, God. I want to be holy and acceptable, God, because that's the least that I can do. But, God, you're worth more than just my least. You're worth my full attention. You're worth my total surrender. God, you're worth more than anything else in this world to me. And so I give myself away over to you. So that you can use me, so that you can get the glory out of my life. Thank you for another chance to say yes to your will. Thank you, God, for another day that I can spend with you, God, as I make your name great in this place. Oh, God, as I lift up the name of Jesus, as I declare it everywhere I go, as I make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the land, God, because I'm in this land, as I worship you, God, and bless the God of my salvation, God, and allow your praises to continually be in my mouth. When I make your name great, when I give you the glory and the honor and praise, when I worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord, you promised that you would come in and inhabit my praises, Lord, and I don't want you to be uncomfortable, God. I want to make room for you, God. So, God, put a song in my heart that I will bless your name all the day long, that I will make your name glorious, God, and give you honor and give you praise, Lord. We worship you, God, even right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we love you, God. Oh, God, and we lift our voices, God, and we lift our hands in surrendering to you. God, come to more and have your way even now, God. We adore you, God. We can't make it without you, Lord. There's nothing like you, oh God. No one can compare to you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways, and we adore you, and we love you, and we bless you, and we magnify you, and we glorify you, and we say yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. We lift up your name this morning, God, because you said if you're lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you, and we want to be in your presence, God. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, glory to your wonderful name, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is life, God, because you came for us to have life. You came that we might have life.
as that go up by the lake, God. I thank you for liberty. I thank you for life, God. I thank you for a mind to serve you this morning. I thank you for a desire to worship you, God. I thank you, God, that praise is what I do. God, praise is what I do. I offer you my worship, God, this morning. And I worship and I offer you my adoration. Thank you for another day, God, that you've given me to be able to do that, to make your name glorious, hallelujah, to make your name great, hallelujah, to adore you, God, to lift you up, God, to esteem you highly, hallelujah, to put my flesh into subjection, to cast the devil out of my mind, God. I thank you, God, because you've given me that power. I thank you, God, because you've given me that strength. I thank you, God, that you have given me the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, God, a mind to bless you, a mind to worship you, a mind to surrender to you, a mind to know that I'm nothing without you. And then you give me the spirit, God, of love. Love overcomes a multitude of sins. Help me to love, Lord, today. And not only that, God, help me to keep my mind stayed on you. Because there is peace when my mind is on you. When I'm just thinking about the goodness of Jesus, when I'm thinking about the ways that you're making, God, when I begin to imagine the things that will blow my mind the exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think, God, those things that I can't even fathom, that I can take you out of the box, God, and imagine you doing great and wonderful things. God, that's what David did. David put his all entire trust in you. He trusted you, God, to help him defeat the bear. He trusted you, God, to help him, oh God, defeat the lion, Lord. That was above and beyond what a person could ever imagine or think. And with that confidence, Lord, when he came upon Goliath ridiculing the people of God, oh God, and defaming your name, God, he thought outside of the box and said, if no one else is willing to fight, Lord, I'm willing to go. Send me, God. Help us, oh God, today to have that out-of-the-box thinking, God, to build upon what you have already done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you here, oh God, help us to think out the box, God, that you can perform a greater and greater miracle, God. God, you turn some of our financial situations around, God. Oh God, take us out of the box, God, to imagine you doing even greater in our lives, God. Whatever the illness, whatever the sickness, whatever the issue, God, you turn things around, God, and we can believe that you can do even greater, God. Eye has not seen, God, because our flesh don't want to believe it, God. Ear has not heard, God, because our flesh don't want to believe it, God. But I want to be able to have the imagination, God, that you can do great and impossible things, God, in the midst of my family, in the midst of my ministry, in the midst of me at my job, God. I declare right now, God, there's nothing too hard for you, God. I declare right now, God, there's nothing impossible for you, God. I declare right now, God, that it shall be done, because you can do it. You can do anything but fail. And so we depend upon you today. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. We trust you, Lord, today. Oh, God, that I've got the victory already, God. I declare it right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I can because you will allow me to, God. I can, God, because you allow me to. I'm going to say it one more time. I can because you will allow me to, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't have to be weary. I don't have to be fearful, because God, you've given me the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank you, God, for a sound mind. Thank you, God, hallelujah, for a sound mind, a mind that knows that I'm nothing without you, and a heart willing to hunger and thirst after more of you. Thank you, God, for being merciful. Thank you, God, for being kind. And I again pray, God, for our service last night. Thank you for the wonderful activities that we were able to do last night. And I pray again for each and every prayer box that was built, that was made last night, God, that as the prayers of the righteous are filled in those boxes or submitted in those boxes, God, we guarantee or we know that, God, you hear us. There is no doubt in our minds, Lord, that you hear our prayers, God, because we have a relationship with you. So as we place our petitions in our prayer prayer boxes, Lord. We pray that you move, oh God. God, miracles, signs, and wonders, perform them in our midst, God, that our prayers will not be in vain, God, that we know that you hear us, and we know that you're going to answer our pleas, because we're not just praying for ourselves, Lord, but we're praying, God, for those that we love, God. And not only are we praying for those things that we love, God, we're praying for the ideals that we love, God. God, blow our minds, and God, help us to get out the box to be able to imagine great things to serve your people, God, to be a blessing to your people. And then we're filling that box with those that we need to show love to. And God, there's so many that need our love. There's so many that needs to see our smile. There's so many so blessed. God, every prayer request that goes into that box. Oh, God, those individual boxes, God, miracles, signs, and wonders. Show yourself mighty, God, and show yourself strong. I again pray for the White family. Pray for Bishop White and his family, Bishop Long's family and his church. I pray for Bishop C.D. Williams and his family, God, and his church. I pray for Bishop Hunt's family, Lord, those that have lost loved ones. And I pray for those that have lost loved ones throughout the land, Lord. Too many, God, to be able to call out the names. But you know, God, you know who are in bereavement. You know who needs your help, God. And so we pray that you would show yourself mighty on our behalf and bring us the comfort that we need, the strength that we need to continue to press on and press forward. Lord, I pray for my friends, my good brothers, God. I didn't name them yesterday. You placed them on my heart to do it today. I pray for my brother Larry Brown today, that you would lead, guide, and direct him, and that you would touch him and order his footsteps today in the mighty name of Jesus. My brother, God, Stacy Wilkins and Nigel Long and Aaron Houston, God, my good brothers from my college days. Father, I pray that you would order their footsteps, Lord, and allow them to surrender to your will and to surrender to your way in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak life over them, and I speak protection over them, God, their families, Lord, their finances. Touch even right now, God, and turn it around. I pray, God, for the pastors, oh God, in the Great Northern District, God, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, Lord, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Andy Korn, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor God Clifton Cooley, Pastor William Clorent, Pastor Lord Clyette, Pastor William Cornick, and myself, Lord, I pray for each and every brother, God, that's working ministries in this area. God, I declare what the superintendent declared, God, that this is our season to be filled, God, with overflow. We speak it, God, because we found favor with you in the name of Jesus. Give us innovative ideas to reach the people and help us, God, to preach the word, nothing but the word, not watered down word, but preach it flat-footed in season and out of season. I pray for my brothers, Pastor Sam Metcalf, God, Pastor Herschel Chenault, Lord, Pastor Brian D. Jones, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Pastor Quentin Battle, God, my brothers, oh God, in the gospel that we fellowship with, Lord, I pray that you would lead, guide, and direct them. Oh God, the pastors in the city, God, I don't want to turn my back on anyone, God, but bless us in this city, God, bless us in this region, God, bless us in this area, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may take the city for your glory. And bless the members of Praise Center. Touch Philip Graham. Touch Alex Zeri. I pray for Roland Wilson, God. I pray for Frank Williams, Lord, the names that are coming upon my brain right now. I pray for Mark Brandon, God. God, I pray for those brothers that I fellowship with and I have an ability to touch. Use me to touch people today, God. In the name of Jesus, put flesh under subjection. God, I want your glory to be revealed in the lives of myself and in the lives of your people, God, today and in the lives of those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Help me to love unconditionally, Lord. Help me to stand upon these truths that, God, you are the only true and living God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. I can't get to the Father except I go through Jesus Christ, and the truth is I must confess him as Lord, and that, God, you raised him from the dead, then I can get my salvation. I have salvation, and, God, I can live victorious for you. I also know the truth, God, that if I confess my sins, you're faithful just to forgive me and to cleanse me of all unrighteousness, God. Do it for your glory, God. I stand upon those truths, God, that you love the world, that you gave your only begotten Son, done, God, that there's no other way I can get to you, God, that you're looking for someone with clean hands and a pure heart, someone who's holy and acceptable. I stand upon those promises today,
and I bless your name. I'm way past my time. Use your people for your glory, God, today. Lead, God, and direct us. Grant us your presence, God. Because where your presence is, God, there is liberty. Grant us your presence today. Help us to open up our mouths to invite you in so that your presence, God, can show up in our place and your glory can fill our temples. Bless us this day. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.